Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is simply one of the greatest Spartans ever to play the game. His name is hanging in the rafters. And, of course, you know him as the Pistons color commentator on Fox Sports Detroit. Special K, Greg Kelser here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We are fantastic. Thoughts on the game tomorrow night? Who are you rooting for?
Well, that should be one heck of a game. And I'll tell you what, it should have the attention of the entire state and probably a lot of folks around the country. There's so much on the line, so much riding on this. I'm just glad it's in the Breslin Center. I think that gives the Spartans an advantage, but not an overwhelming one. Michigan's pretty good.
Did you ever think that the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry would ever, you know, be what it rival the? I'm not saying it's as big as Duke-North Carolina, but the fact is that they're both really good at the same time, and that doesn't happen all the time.
Well, it doesn't happen much, or as much as you might think it would. It happens all the time with Duke and North Carolina. They're perennially top 10 teams when they go against each other each season. But and Michigan State's and Michigan, they're heading in that direction, I think. This is nice to see. And, man, you talk about the winner taking it all. This is probably, in that essence, the biggest game the two teams have ever played, the two schools have ever played against each other.
Yeah, Tom Izzo said it's the biggest game in Breslin Center history. And when I first heard that, I was like, I don't know about that. But then you stopped and think about it, and it probably is the biggest game in Breslin Center history.
Well, the only one I could think of was probably back in, I think that was maybe 1989 or something like that, when they beat Purdue in the last home game to clinch the Big Ten championship on Dwayne Stevenson's last second in bucket. That may have been the one prior to this. But whenever there's a championship riding on it, that makes it huge.
Well, you're in Chicago, where the Pistons will take on the Bulls, a home-and-home this weekend. And the Pistons have obviously been a different team since the trade deadline. I think we're all trying to figure out exactly what we're watching. Are we watching the maturation of a young team? Are we watching a team that happens to be on a hot streak? Everyone seems to be enjoying it, but we're just not sure exactly what we're watching.
Well, I was moved to suggest after they beat. After they won the game against Minnesota the other night, I was moved to suggest that maybe what we're watching is a team that's coming into its own, that might be serious or should be taken seriously with the idea that they've won 10 of their last 12 games. They have propelled themselves into the sixth spot in the Eastern Conference playoff race. They are playing better basketball. There's no question about that. And they're doing it on the strength of team play and not one guy scoring 30, 35 points every night for them to win. So I got to believe that what we're seeing is real. And if they can stay healthy, which is what I've maintained all year long, if they could stay healthy, if they're healthy and all their key components are available, they'll win games. So we're seeing that right now. I choose to embrace it. And I know people will say, well, you call games for the team. Well, even if I wasn't calling games for the team, I choose to embrace this because I know winning 10 out of 12 at the pro level is not easy. I don't care the caliber of the opponent.
I think the difference that a lot of people have with whether to embrace it or not is I think everybody, all Piston fans, want the same goal. You want the team to be a championship contender. Where a lot of people disagree is the method to get there. And unfortunately, the way sports is right now, it seems to be the only way you can ever get good in any sport, really, is to really suck for a while. And to
well, the Pistons have sucked for a while, though.
Exactly. But to get to that championship level, you need to have top draft picks, and hopefully they come in. And that's why there are people like myself up until a certain point where I finally said, you know what, they're going to make the playoffs, so I'm going to get on board, or I think they're going to make the playoffs, where I thought it was better for them to lose games. Now, you obviously disagree. Explain your philosophy.
Well, the other night when I talked about it, I used the analogy of their 2000 and 2001 teams. Their 2001 team had Jerry Stackhouse averaging nearly 30 points a game. He was an all-star. Players like John Barry, Mateen Cleaves, Dana Barrows, and on down the road. That team won 30 or 32 games. Now, everyone would have probably thought, okay, they got to break this up, tear it down to the studs, rebuild it. But they didn't do that. They didn't do that. But what they did was they added a couple of pieces in free agency, made a couple of trades, hired a new coach in Rick Carlisle, and they go from 30, 32 victories to 50, and they go to the playoffs. Now, was that team going to win a championship? No. They weren't going to win a championship, but they did win a playoff series. And even if they hadn't won the playoff series, getting there and maybe winning a game or two was progress, but they did get to the second round. After that, did they hit a bonanza in the draft? No. But they added a few more pieces, Rip Hamilton and Chauncey Billups, and now they've got a team that's capable of going to the Eastern Conference Finals, which is what they did. They lost in four straight games, but the very next year they won a championship. And they didn't hit – the only guy they took in the draft on their way to that championship of any significance was Tayshaun Prince, who was the 22nd pick. He wasn't the first pick or top 10 pick, but he was a key pick. So you just got to draft smartly. You got to sign free agents smartly, and you've got to maybe make a couple of wise trades, and you can get there. You don't have to send your fans through the agony of horrible losing seasons to change the fortunes of your franchise. That's been proven right here in our city. All people have to do is think back, do some homework, and you'll see the proof. So that's all I'm saying. And this team sort of reminds me of that 01 team, 01, 02 team that turned the corner, got into the playoffs. And off of that, they stayed in the playoffs. They won a championship. They played for two, and they got to the Eastern Conference Finals 6 years in a row. And I don't really recall them having the opportunity to draft the first pick or the second pick in the draft. And by the way, the first pick in the draft over the last 35 years, only four guys have won championships for the teams that drafted them. That's David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron. That's it. Four guys in the last 35 years. So there's no guarantee there.
See, I think where I differ with you, Greg, is on the notion of progress. And, you know, I mean, could it be progress? It absolutely could. And you have a lot more of a finger on this team than I do. But, I mean, a few years ago, the Pistons made the playoffs with Stan, and they played Cleveland, and they got swept. But, you know, a lot of people felt like they played Cleveland really tough as anybody in the Eastern Conference. And we thought that was going to be this lead to the maturation of Reggie and Stanley Johnson. So for me, just getting into the playoffs, if they were to lose quickly to Milwaukee or Toronto, I guess I don't see that as progress, especially given what you just said. This is the Pistons, a tradition of championships. This isn't the Memphis Grizzlies or the, you know, New Orleans Pelicans, a team that's kind of trying to form itself. I don't know if getting to the playoffs, just getting the playoffs, is progress.
Well, when you've only been there once in the last 10 years, it has to be I think it has to be considered progress. I mean, do you really want to take your franchise and your fan base and your city through what Philadelphia did? I mean, I watched that thing. It was horrible for 4 or 5 years. But I will say this, to their benefit, they were able to adeptly sell their city on it. So even those years when they were winning 10, 11, 12 games in a whole season, they had incredible crowds. They had plenty of fan support. It was amazing. Are the people in Detroit going to do that? I don't think so.
No, you're right. They don't even go for 500 teams. Final thing from me, Andre Drummond, the last 3 weeks, month, whatever, has turned into a beast. Why?
Probably a certain level of maturity, understanding how to be consistent in the good things that you do. Probably the presence of Blake Griffin as a catalyst, as a leader, as a guy who will push him a little bit, who will help make him better out there. They play well together. They're a formidable duo, I should say. I just think that he's healthy too, and each night he goes out with a purpose, and he doesn't want to be stopped. It seems like he's playing with a certain chip. So I think it's real. Ever since he came out of the concussion protocol, he's been a different guy, and that has coincided with the team's rise as well.
But I guess to piggyback on Stoney, it does seem like you just pointed to it when he came out of the concussion protocol. That did coincide with him not making the All-Star team. It coincided with the trade deadline where there were some rumblings that he, you know, Tom Gore's vetoed trades in the past. There are reports on that. It does feel like he is playing, you know, yes, he's been with Blake for a year now. So what clicked in the last month and a half, I guess? Do you see that or not?
Andre has put games like this together for the last few years. It's just that he...
But not every single night, it seems like.
That's my point. And that's where maturity comes in. And I do think that Blake Griffin has a big part in this. Now, Andre will still have a slip up or two and commit a foul that he shouldn't and end up on the bench. But in that Toronto game, I think the best evidence that you can see how important he is to this team, how much they need him, is the fact that he only played 27 minutes in a game that went into overtime. He was plagued with fouls the whole time. And they missed him sorely when he was out of the game. But when he was on the floor, he had a plus 27 against the Raptors. They beat the Raptors by 27 points in the 26 minutes that he played. Or the 28 minutes that he played. So that tells you right there. And I think he's starting to better understand that. You bust me on the floor. You must play hard. You must be the force that you are in order for this team to succeed. And sometimes it takes guys a little longer to come around to that. But I think we're seeing it with him right now, and it does point to his maturity. And you mentioned the Austin sub. That probably points to the chip that I think I see him playing with.
Greg, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy it, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
You
thanks,
too.
Greg.
Greg Kelser here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.